it comes to the players? Is talent an issue, or is it, you know, between the ears, and is it more of a mental thing?
Well, we didn't. We had very few mental mistakes in the game. You know, we had a couple false starts with crowd noise, and I mean, we need to do a better job with those. But we had very few times where guys weren't in the right position, or, you know, something like that. I'm never going to get up here and say that talent's our issue. I have confidence in our players. If we put them on the field, we have confidence in them. You know, you might always not have full complement of players, but it's our job as coaches to put those guys in position, try to find the best combination of guys, and try to find a way to get it done. We were short of defensive linemen this week. We went to some three defensive lineman packages. We've always adjusted, and that's just our job as coaches, and it's players' job as players to make those adjustments.
Sometimes you can try too hard. Do you see sometimes players trying too hard for whatever their personal?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I said it right. I don't really mean trying too hard. I don't think you can ever try too hard, but sometimes you can press. You can try to do too much. I think that's pretty well documented with, you know, football and with just about all sports. You know, particularly when you're losing, and it means a whole lot to you. You're going to try to make the play. You're going to try, you know, to be the game changer. Doesn't always work out. We had one on a punt. You know, I mean, in that situation, you know, if you're not trying too hard, or trying too hard is bad. I don't mean to say that, but you're not trying to do too much, you pull off of that one. And you know, I don't want to put it all on Stephon Logan there, because our corner in that situation has got to clear out. He's got to be able to see, and he took a glance at the returner and saw the returner back there, but then he expected him to sit down, and he kept on coming, and it's your job as a blocker to avoid the guy that's trying to catch the ball in those situations. But there's a situation that, you know, if you get away from it, you don't have that turnover. But also, if he catches it on the run, he might have it. I mean, we got pretty good blocking other places. We get that one guy blocked. Maybe that's the play that that turns the game right there. I mean, it turns the game where it's 7-0. Maybe it's 14-0. Maybe the it rolls. And I think that's the biggest thing that you have to guard against. Like I said, it's not a matter of effort. Our players' effort has been good, but we gave up our last touchdown on that long run, and it was totally a matter of too many guys trying to make the play rather than just do their job.
What did you think of Stafford telling the team that the loss was on him?
That's what quarterbacks do. You know, I mean, I think that he is accountable. Like I said, quarterbacks have days like that. We talked about Drew Brees throwing 5 interceptions. Matt cares an awful lot, and winning means an awful lot, and this losing streak has hurt an awful lot. But you know, good quarterbacks are always going to put it on their shoulders, and obviously turnovers had a lot to do with this game.
Did you ever consider benching him? And if not, why not?
No, I didn't consider benching him. He's our starting quarterback.
If something's not clicking, or he's not getting the offense to produce in the 3 picks, why wouldn't you consider, I mean, not a punitive thing, not a punishment, but just changing it up?
Because I think he's our best quarterback. And if he's healthy enough, he's going to play. I mean, I don't want to farm somebody else's land, but, you know, why didn't the Saints replace, you know, Drew Brees after 4. I mean, we can't have 5. I mean, hey, you put your best guys out there, and that's our objective every single week. You know, Matt can make all the plays for us, and he's brought us back plenty of times, and we're not going to make changes just to make changes.
If talent isn't an issue at all, do you guys feel as a coaching staff that you're preparing the guys to be ready to play, you know, every week?
We're all in this together, and you know, this team goes out and works hard and prepares every single week. We haven't always got it done on Sundays, particularly these last 6 weeks, and we're going to work hard to get that right.
You said those weren't mental mistakes that cost you the game. What would you call those 3 picks and that, you know, that fumble on the punt?
Well, I mean, they're errors, but mental mistakes, I mean, guys blowing a scheme or in the wrong spot or something like that.
During particularly tough times like this, do you hear from ownership at all? Do you?
Just about every day.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Senior, junior, both, either?
I'm not going to comment on particulars and things like that, but we have very good communication within our organization, and we're all trying hard to do this the same thing. We're all trying to do our very best to get a win. And I've said before, there's nothing harder than losing in any kind of professional sport. It's a difficult situation, but it's our job as professionals to work to get it right.
Do you get reassurance from them or something else?
I'm not going to go into any conversations. I mean, you know, if we want to have those conversations, we'll, you know, I mean, if we want those public, we'll do them in a public setting. I mean, I think that's just the nature of this business.